With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC. And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money, but how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Saturday, November 26th. It's the weekend after Thanksgiving. Maybe you're taking some time off. Maybe not. I don't know. But this is a time where we start to get into the vortex of the holiday season. And you might start to do some things that perhaps are not in your best interest. Maybe you're making a shotgun decision about something. Maybe you're not paying attention enough to your money and there's only a month to go before the end of the year. All of these things would indicate that you should give us a holler if you have anything financial going on. Just go to JillOnMoney.com, click the contact us button, let us know if you'd like to join us live. Mark will do everything else. Today, we're talking to Andrew from Atlanta.
So I had some questions about whether it makes sense to invest emergency funds, and also on top of that and related is funds that are not necessarily emergency funds, but funds that might be for a mysterious anticipated purchase in the future, like a home improvement project or a car or something like that.
Yeah, almost like an intermediate term need. I don't need it this minute. I don't need it in a year, but I need it probably in the next few years for some money there. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I'm married, 41. My wife is 38. We have two boys, 8 and 3. I make about $300,000 a year. My wife is a teacher, but she's been staying home with the kids for the last several years. We can save right now about $6,000 to $6,500 a month in various instruments. But that's kind of a new development. We're playing catch up a little bit on our retirement funds. We finally kind of got to the point where we paid off all our debt and we've, you know, bought our house, and we're just kind of rolling in money now that we have some excess that we can spend elsewhere.
Excellent. That sounds great. What kind of retirement plan is offered to you through your work?
Yeah, so we have, we offer a 401k, the traditional, a Roth. The Roth was newly added last year, so I switched over to that, and I maxed that out.
Perfect.
And that comes up, that does not include, like when I say 6,500, that includes after I put money in the 401k.
Oh, great. So that's awesome. And those two boys that are budding scholars that are heading to Georgia Tech and Emory, are we saving money for college for them?
Yeah, so basically what I do there is I essentially max out the tax benefit for Georgia. Mm-hmm. So it ends up being about $350 per month per child in a 503B.
Okay. Does that mean that they have to go to school in Georgia, right?
No.
Ah.
It's not like that.
So is that are you talking about, is this a 529 plan?
Oh, did I say? Yeah, I meant 529.
Okay, that's all right.
That's wrong. I got my things mixed up.
That's okay. 529. Okay, good. So that's the Georgia plan, and you're putting a bunch of money away in that. And that's, again, when you said $6,000 a month, was that was after you put money into retirement? Is it also after the 529 plan contribution?
Correct.
Okay. Wow, you are rolling in it, brother. Okay, so let's talk about your emergency reserve fund. What do you have right now in there?
Well, we have about 80 grand in just the savings account, but I would say of that, 50 is probably what I would consider the emergency fund.
Okay. So,
and 30 is kind of that intermediate buffer.
Okay, fine. And then what about non-retirement investments? Do you have some money that's socked away already or not?
Yeah, we're starting that up. So my wife has some kind of, it's through her father's previous employer, but she's got like a mutual fund that's basically an index fund that she has some money in. There's about 30K there. We've got about 35 to 40 in a Betterment account. That's just kind of the what they recommend, a 90-10 split. So we have 65 that's in non-tax deferred kind of assets.
Okay. But that's really going to be the repository for the $6,000 a month. Because, you know, obviously, if you're maxing out retirement, there's only so much you can do. And you're putting money away for the kids, there's only so much you can do, right? So your first question was, what do I think about you putting some of the emergency reserve fund to work in some way? I would say skip it. I mean, there's just not enough money and the risk is not worth it. I would prefer if you say to me like it's in a savings account and the rate is a stinker, then go open a new savings account. There's tons of online banks that are going to give you better interest than you would likely find if you were, you know, in a brick and mortar environment like the traditional Chase Bank, Bank of America kind of thing. So you can go to depositaccounts.com and you'll find much higher earning money markets or high yielding savings accounts. That's good for the emergency reserves. Then I would take the surplus that you have, that extra 30, I'd add it to the Betterment account, but I might label these two accounts differently. Instead of being, I mean, you can do one of two things. You can say, I'm going to have a 90-10 split with my most aggressive money. Or you might say, I'm just going to dial the risk back and say, I'm going to be 70-30 in this account because some of this money I might need to tap into in the next 3 to 5 years. Alternatively, if that feels like it's too hard, you can keep it separate. You can almost say, well, maybe my wife's mutual funds, they're more balanced in nature, and that's where we're going to keep the unexpected larger expense fund, and the Betterment stays real risky. But I think that as you go forward, you have to do whatever feels right for you guys. If it feels better to, again, strip out your money in different ways, but it's just as reasonable to say, I just want one account. I'm just going to pull the risk back on this because I'm not a huge fan of 90-10. I just think that that's more risk than anybody needs to take, and it's unnecessary. You're going to be a great saver. You are going to play some catch up, but you know what? If you're adding 70 grand a year into non-retirement investments and you're maxing out your retirement account, you're going to get there fast. And there's no reason that you need to take on 90% risk in that scenario. You're gonna make up for being a little bit behind as you perceive it, simply because you're saving so much money.
Okay.
Make sense?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, if you want to come on the program and yak with us, all you need to do is go to jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and check the little box that says you'd be willing to come on the air. While you're on the website, three things to do. Number one, bookmark it, because you're coming back. Number two, sign up for our free weekly newsletter. And number three, pre-order the new book, The Great Money Reset. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. And there are three things to do right there. So easy, right? Okay, we always like to remind you to lift someone up. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.